سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفزل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله جال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں ہاں if only we can all think of ourselves like this, that everybody else is a flower. In the garden of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everyone else is a flower. If there is a thorn, then it's myself. If we consider ourselves as thorns and everybody else as flowers, that will be the end of all problems. The major problem today is that we think of ourselves as flowers and everybody else as thorns. But if everyone considers himself, if you have just few people that are considering themselves as flowers and few consider themselves as thorns, then you'll still have problems. But if everybody thinks that I am the one who is the cause of injury and pain to others, therefore I must look at my own life, I must check, where am I going wrong? Why is it that people are having problems with me? Where is my weakness? What is my shortcoming? What is the defect in my spiritual and moral life? So I must correct it. So if everybody worries about his islah and correction of his nafs and islah of his amal, then automatically everything comes right. But the major problem, as I said, is this, that we consider ourselves as flowers in the garden of Allah and everybody else as thorns.
रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا
What can we hide from Allah تبارک و تعالی Allah تبارک و تعالی is well aware of how pious we are and how righteous we are and how sincere we are. We cannot conceal that from Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Oh Allah, you know very well how dirty and filthy the condition of my heart is. And yet he is a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a great one amongst the Ahlullah. But he says, Oh Allah, you know the condition of my heart. And yet we think that our hearts are paak, muzakka, musaffa, mujalla. How much of malice, greed, pride, anger, evil passions, how much of it is in our hearts? Can we conceal that from Allah Ta'ala? If only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to expose our conditions, then nobody will even sit around us. There are so many people who pretend to be very, very good friends because the friend cannot see into the heart of the friend. But he does not know how much of jealousy is in the heart of that friend, how much of malice is in the heart of that friend, and how that friend is just waiting when this person can sink. Outwardly it's friendship, but no sincerity in that friendship. It's nothing but nifaq and hypocrisy. So we cannot conceal all these things from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It only gets exposed when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to really embarrass and humiliate and shame a person, then some situation arises where the real heart of the person is exposed. Therefore, we should not feel satisfied. We should keep making tawbah, istighfar, and try and distance ourselves from sins and make an effort to purify these hearts.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. Please correct me now. Make my islah now. Every minute, every second, we must consider to be the last minute and second of our life. So he says, these are the last days of my life. Now what am I waiting for? And especially those whose hair on their beards and head has already turned white. Most of us have already got white hair on our beards and heads. What are we waiting for? Will we get youth again? Will we return to infancy? The next step is the qabr. So when will we start the islah? People say we are not ready as yet. So when will we get ready?
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera.
Oh Allah, whatever last days of my life are left, let me live those days in your muhabbat. What are we going to give our hearts to everything of this world and do? Again I repeat, our cars, our homes, our gold, silver, jewelry, clothes, everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has given us those things and said must make use of it. But don't give your hearts to it. Heart is for Allah ta'ala alone. Don't let the attachment to these things be such that it diverts us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's about the only thing that is required. So the love of Allah ta'ala means that now we'll use these things according to His will and desire. What pleases Him we do with our wealth, what pleases Him we do with our cars. Will Allah be pleased if we take our car to the cinema? Will Allah be pleased if we take our car to the casino? Will Allah be pleased if we use the health in our body for zina, for adultery, for fornication? Will Allah ta'ala be pleased if we have to use our money for some haram entertainment and pleasure? He's not going to be. So my living in your love, O Allah, whatever my last days are, let me live in your love means that whatever is pleasing to you, O Allah, let me live a life of that kind. It doesn't mean now this person will become a person who will be deprived of the ni'mats of this world. He will have to sell his car and his homes and his clothes and he has to go away on some mountain top. Nothing of that nature. He will still make use of the same thing, but his heart will be Allah, with Allah. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Occupied, his hands are occupied in the business, his tongue is occupied in selling to the customers, everything is carrying on normal. He's marrying, he's bringing up children, he's doing everything as a normal person does. The only thing he's not doing is indulging in haram. That's all. How simple and easy Islam is. What number is that? 406071. Please remove it. 406071.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Brother, say this with me. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqala mera. Oh Allah, let me live my life in your muhabbat, in the muhabbat of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I die also, I must die in your muhabbat. Everything else, the muhabbat of everything else must be because of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat.
Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqala mera. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
Now again he gives a lot of hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kareem, he is merciful, he is forgiving, he is compassionate, he is very kind, he dearly loves forgiveness. So don't lose hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy. No matter how dirty and filthy we may be, but you have heard that example many times, that if the person is standing on the shores of the waters of the ocean, and then if he has to address the waters of the ocean and say that I've got a lot of filth on my body, urine, stool, blood, pus, and all the filth on my body. If I have to come inside you, you will get dirty. Therefore, I'm standing outside. First, I want to get past, then I will come inside. So what will the water of the ocean say? You are stupid and foolish. How can you get past if you're going to remain outside? You have to take a dive into my waters. And millions and billions like you, I have cleaned and purified. And my water is still clean. If you have to make ghusl and wuzu with it, then it is, you will be able to make your namaz with it. So why are you waiting outside? Take the plunge. How long are you going to wait outside and say, I'm dirty, which is our condition, that we all admit many a times that I am sinful, I'm dirty, I'm filthy. But how long are we going to sing a song of the dirt and the filth that's on our body? Until Qiyamah day, until our dying day, we're just going to sing a song of it? When are we going to take the plunge? And if we're going to take the plunge, then don't think that we will be disappointed. Don't think that we will suffer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us such sukoon, such peace, such contentment and such happiness that only those whom Allah ta'ala blesses it with, they know. Because we don't have it, we don't know what it is like. Let us not hesitate, let us not delay. Allah ta'ala is merciful, is calling us, is inviting us. That is why He gave us the month of Ramadan. He gave us so many occasions that make tawbah and come away, come away. Now what are we delaying?
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho.
Oh Allah, I've wasted my life, wasted it in sinful pursuits. And they haven't brought me any pleasure, any happiness, any joy. I've mentioned many times in my majlises, ask any person who has been committing zina for 50 years, 60 years of his life, that what have you got now to show as the consequence and as the result and as the fruit of your zina for 60 years? What have you got? What has he got except anxieties, worries, restlessness, sickness, ill health, AIDS, and all kinds of problems? What else has he got? And ask the person who spent his life in taqwa, who spent his life with in zuhd and in shukr and in sabr and in obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then ask him, what have you got? If only that person can show his heart what he has got, then we will be shocked. Go and see, stay in the company of the Ahlullah and see what Allah Ta'ala has given to them. Why is it that we find sukoon and peace and happiness in their company? If we sit a little while there, why is it that our worries and our anxieties melt away? Allah Ta'ala has given them something in their hearts, that's why we find that sukoon in their... So this is the thing, that badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho, Allah now give me taufeeq of doing neki. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho, rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho
तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर। तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने। पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने, उनके नाम के गुण गाते हैं इब्राहीम खलीलुल्लाह। इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام
يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى موت وخطيئة اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او اللہ forgive each and every one of us او اللہ we are very sinful servants of yours او اللہ we are acknowledging and confessing before you we are not justifying any of our sins او my beloved Allah او my beloved Allah او my رحیم کریم Allah we are turning towards you او my Allah you are loving you are compassionate you are kind you are forgiving you really love the forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they turn towards you Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, this part of the night nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful in your mercy and in the forgiveness from you. Oh my beloved Allah, you gave us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. But oh Allah, we were so negligent in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, our time passed by in futile and useless activities. Hey, Mere Allah, we wasted so much of the valuable time and the precious minutes and hours of Ramadan in useless and futile activities. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know that the curse of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on those who get the month of Ramadan and they don't get forgiveness of their sins. Oh, my Allah, don't let that curse get us. Oh, my Allah, don't let that curse get us. Because it was the curse of Jibreel on which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Hey, Mere Allah, don't let that curse get us. Otherwise, we will face destruction for the rest of the year. And oh Allah, for all times, Mere Pyare Khuda, you are living for all times. You were the Allah in Ramadan, and you are the Allah after Ramadan. Oh Allah, you were the forgiving Allah in Ramadan, and you are the forgiving Allah after Ramadan. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, our major sins forgive us. Our minor sins forgive us. Ya Allah, the sins of our eyes forgive them. The sins of our ears forgive them. The sins of our tongues forgive them. The sins of our hands and feet forgive them. The sins of our hearts and mind forgive them. Oh my Allah, when you bless us with wealth, when you bless us with health, when you bless us with clothes, when you bless us with shelter, when you bless us with transport, when you bless us with so much of your ni'mat, oh Allah, we use the same ni'mat for your disobedience. Oh Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai, teri hi ni'mate kha kha kar, teri hi nafarmani. Oh Allah, teri ni'mate kha kha kar, teri hi nafarmani, disobedience to you, oh my Allah, using your very ni'mat. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Lekin mere pyare khuda, hum jaye kaha? Tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha? Where can we go, oh Allah? Who else is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi zahara nahi. Ey Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides you. Oh Allah, if you decide to cease, there is nobody that can protect us. Ya Allah, if you decide to shake up the earth, there is no force and might in the world that can stop it from shaking. Oh Allah, we have witnessed so much of destruction around the world. But oh Allah, still we are not getting up from our negligence and indifference. Mere pyare khuda, aaj raat hume maaf kar de. Hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Hamari khataon ko maaf kar de. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, if a person has to extend his begging bowl before some generous person and seek a few miserable coins, Ya Allah, the person will throw in those coins. But oh my beloved Allah, you are the one who has given generosity to people. Ya Allah, your generosity is limitless. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your generosity that these begging bowls of ours do not turn them back empty. Hey, mere pyare khuda, these young people who are here, Ya Allah, there were so many of attractions outside world, so much of distractions for them in the outside world. They left all that and they came here.
Ya Allah, we read durood and salam on your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we took your mubarak name. Ey mere pyare khuda, jitna bada tera naam hai, itni badi hamari maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with forgiveness. Bless us with long life, with good health. Oh my Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, give us cure. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Wherever they may be, oh Allah, give them cure. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Oh Allah, Allah, our hearts have become dirt bins. We have filled them with malice and with greed, with evil desires and passions to the limit. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with pride. Oh Allah, so much of dirt and filth in our hearts. How can you come into such hearts? But oh my Allah, who is there to purify the hearts besides you? Ya Allah, who is there to purify the hearts besides you? Ya Allah, we are seeking from you purification of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on our sins. Do not cause us embarrassment and shame and humiliation on our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, people are dying in such filthy places. Oh my Allah, don't let our death come in any haram place. Allah, bless all those who are sick and ailing with cure. Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Oh Allah, those who have got children, make the children the coolness of their eyes. Ya Allah, give the realization to the children that they will not succeed in this world with disobedience to parents. And oh Allah, put the love of children into the hearts of the parents so that they give them the proper education and the proper upbringing. Ey mere pyare khuda, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, quarrels and disputes and arguments have shattered the entire ummah. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed so much of tears, for he shed so much of his blood. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom he stood whole night in prayers until his feet swelled. That ummah for whom stones were thrown at him. That ummah for whom the intestines of animals were thrown on his back. Ya Allah, how much of sacrifices my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah is totally shattered, that ummah there is no dignity left, that ummah is being pushed from pillar to post, that ummah today in the casinos, in the discos, that ummah today in adultery and fornication, that ummah today unconcerned about the Quran and the Sunnah, that ummah today in the disobedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ummah today negligent of the Quran and the Sunnah, that ummah in fact justifying their sins. Hey, mere Allah, when he is informed that the ummah today is justifying their sins, then mere pyare khuda, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose praises we sing with our lips and with our tongues. Hey, mere Allah, haqeeqat hamein naseeb farma. Give us the reality of the muhabbat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, put so much of your love and so much of the love of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, that it becomes extremely easy for us to make namaz 5 times a day with jamaat in the masjid for the menfolk. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to make namaz with jamaat in the masjid. Ey mere Allah, make it so easy for us to fast in Ramadan. Make it easy for us to give zakat. Make it easy for us to undertake hajj. Make it easy for us to stay away from adultery, from fornication, from gambling, from speaking lies, from taking false oath and qasam, from wine and haram women. Ey mere pyare khuda, put so much of your love that it becomes easy for us to stay away from everything that is displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, what have we got after committing sins? Nothing but restlessness and anxiety and worries. Mere Allah, hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Change the direction of our lives. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Oh Allah, change the direction of our lives. Give us the same interest in life that you gave to the sahaba-i-kiram, to the tabi'in and the tabi'in, to the awliya of the ummat and the mashayikh-e-haqqa. Hey, mere pyare khuda, hamara zauk aur shauk bhi wahi bana de. Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Oh my beloved Allah, one day after Eid, just a day after Eid, a Muslim brother dies in a massage parlor. Hi, mere Allah,
Don't let the angel of death find us in a haram place. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in gambling, in adultery, in fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy novel in our hand. Hey, mere pyare khuda, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our death comes, O Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, when we do not know where our death will come, how it will come and when it will come, how can we be indulging in haram, mere pyare khuda? Ya Allah, give us the realization that life is very, very fleeting. Hey, mere Allah, give us the realization that life is passing by. It's melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. We do not know how many drops are left of that ice. Ey Allah, jab humari maut ka waqt aaye, to khatima iman ke upar farma. Ey Allah, we know we are not deserving, but oh my Allah, we are seeking. What does it cost us to seek from you, O my Allah, whose treasures are unlimited? O Allah, we are seeking from you that when the time of our death comes, let us be in Madina Tayyibah. And whilst we are at the rawza of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and saying as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. And that time our soul must depart. Hey, mere Allah, and we get Jannat. Jannatul Baqi for our burial. But oh my beloved Allah, if that is not in our muqaddar, then wherever our death comes, let it be in a state of iman. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our children. Allah, give us barakat in every ni'mat that you bless us with. Ya Allah, barakat has left our homes. Barakat has left our lives. How can there be barakat in our lives when our carpets are on interest, our shoes on interest, our clothing on interest, our cars on interest, our homes on interest? Hi, mere Allah, when we've got everything of the curses, how can we have barakat? Hey, mere Allah, give us the realization. Get us out from the clutches of the banks. Ey Allah, get us out from haram, haram, haram. Ey Allah, haram se hum sab ko najat ata farma. Ey Allah, tera qurb ata farma. Make us a fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us that kind of bond with you, O my Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ey Allah, all the duas that Rasul Pak made for us, bless us with that goodness that he asked for us. Ameen. Bless our parents with that goodness. Ameen. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, and from all the corruption, and from all the mischief that he asked for protection, oh my beloved Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, ay Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, Masjid Aqsa ko to dobara musalmanon ke qabze mein ata farma. Ey Allah, yahudi zalim ke qabze se najat ata farma. Ya Allah, give them hidayat of iman. But oh Allah, if it is not in their muqaddar and they have made up their minds to be obstacles and a problem for the Muslim ummah, then oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, Kashmir ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Bosnia Chechnya ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Sare alam ke andar, oh Allah, wherever they are, Ya Allah, assist them and help them. Ey Allah, mujahideen Islam ki har jagah madad farma. All the works of deen which are taking place, Ya Allah, tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Ey Allah, har qisam ke nek kaam to qubool farma. Ya Allah, give ikhlas to the workers of deen. Ey mere pyare khuda, aapas mein mohabbat ata farma. Khalis teri raza ke liye kaam karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Those who are becoming hafizes, oh Allah, make it extremely easy for them to complete the recitation and memorization of the Quran Sharif. And oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to read as much as possible. Ya Allah, those who recited the Quran Sharif in the Taraweehs, oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to continue with the recitation throughout the year. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are becoming alims, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them to become ulama and give them the tawfiq of amal on their ilm.
And Allah, our students who are studying at colleges and universities and other places, Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to restrain themselves from haram.
Ameen.
And to qualify and use the knowledge that they have gained for your pleasure.
Ameen.
Ey mere pyare khuda, to unko kamyabi ata farma aur unko musalman ummat ke liye ek asset bana de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين